Carnegie Library, Norton Geology Building History. In March of 1903, two Cornell College trustees, acting under the direction of President William Fletcher King, approached philanthropist Andrew Carnegie and convinced him to finance the construction of a library building for the growing college. The library at the time, which was located in a corner of Old Sem, had become too small to house the college's book collection, which stood at approximately 25,000 volumes. Andrew Carnegie donated $50,000 for the construction of the building on the condition that it would be a joint town college library, as he felt college-only libraries excluded the working public. The placement of the building was carefully selected to ensure the library would be accessible to both town and college residents. On September 13, 1905, the new library building was dedicated and opened for the college and the Mount Vernon community. There were several reading and resource rooms on all floors, large windows, and a stack room hidden from view where 70,000 volumes could be stored for use. Visitors to the library could opt for periodicals and reference materials on the eastern side of the building, or move west to a smaller room with materials for children. The upstairs contained books primarily for student and faculty use. In 1957, the Carnegie Library was vacated with the opening of Russell D. Cole Library and remodeled to host the chemistry department. After the chemistry department moved out in 1976, it stood mostly unused for almost a year, until plans were hatched in 1977 to renovate the Carnegie Library to house the geology department as well as a museum of geology. Today, the building is called Norton Geology Center, after William Harmon Norton, who dedicated his energy, time, and impressive collection of fossils, rocks, and minerals to the college. Norton's contributions to the college were especially notable in that he was mostly self-taught, but still helped to rewrite some of the prevailing theories on Iowa geology, in addition to starting one of the first full geology programs in the Midwest.